What would you say the most important number or metric in your restaurant is? What is the number that you think makes the biggest difference in your success or failure? Is it food cost, bar cost, labor cost, sales, profit? Well, I'm going to say the most important number is guest count. That's right, guest count. Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the Food Guru, here with your weekly pep talk. My goal is to teach restaurant owners, managers, and chefs just like you to focus on 8 basic fundamentals that lead to a better life and financial freedom. Today, we're going to discuss the impact that guest count has on your business and why I think you should become a fanatic about it. Let's start with thing 1, the budget. The goal of the budget is to figure out what our sales should be, figure out what our expenses should be, and figure out what our profit will be based on those numbers. So the goal is that sales must be greater than costs. Pretty simple. The formula for figuring out our profit is sales minus cost equals profit. But that's not really the truth. The truth is sales minus costs minus waste equals profit, right? It's true. Most people don't figure in waste, but waste is reality. And the greater the waste, the smaller the profit. When we build a budget, we need to know 2 really important numbers, especially on the sales side, and that is guest count and average check. Then we multiply the guest count times the average check to see what our sales will be. This brings us to thing 2, the sales side of the budget. Sales cover sins. More accurately, robust sales cover sins. It's better to have high sales than low sales, right? So increasing sales should be the goal of every restaurant owner. Ben Franklin once said, "The fastest way to wealth is to augment your means and decrease your wants and desires." Good advice. Now, if we can't measure it, we can't improve it. So we need to measure our sales. But more importantly, we need to measure our guest count and our average check. The 2 numbers are really important, guest count and average check. Are you measuring those 2 numbers? Did you know how many people you did last week and what your average check was? You should, and I'm going to tell you why. We need to understand them both, and we need to measure them both, and we need everyone on the team to be aware of how guest count and average check impact the restaurant and our success. This moves us on to thing 3. We need to increase the guest count. See, there's 2 ways to increase your guest count. 1 is the air campaign, and the 2nd is the ground game. The air campaign is marketing. It's one-to-many marketing and advertising. This includes radio, TV, newspaper, and billboards. You know, stuff you spend money on. And then we have social media, which is kind of almost sort of free. It only takes our time. Social media is things like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and a myriad of other new wave ways for young people and us to pretend that we're working and trying to market. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's going to break your little heart. And here it is. Marketing doesn't work. And it doesn't have anything to do with you. Most restaurant marketers are simply wasting their time pretending they're doing something important to improve their sales. It's true. And I'm just like you. I'm trying to figure out what's working. See, there's an old saying. I know half of my marketing is working, but I just don't know which half. It's true. This brings us to the 2nd way to increase our guest count. It's the ground game. The ground game is the one-on-one selling that happens inside your restaurant at your table, from your employee to your guests. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you can make a real impact. If you can't do this, you lose. If you don't do this, you lose. This is where fortunes are made and lost. Look around your market. Look at your restaurant. The places that are delivering the customer promise at the table, one-on-one with the customer, are winning, and the people who are sitting in the office doing social media are losing. Now, please let me ask you a very important question. How much time are you spending on social media? How much time are you spending at the table? In your restaurant, face to face with your customers? And which one of these two things do you think has the biggest impact on whether someone comes back or not? Giving your guests a personal attention and love, or some silly Facebook post or tweet? Wow. We're going to increase the average guest count. More people, more butts in the seats. We also want to increase the average check. Now, the average check is determined by what is on your menu and how you price it, and how well your salespeople upsell and add on. Remember that. There's two important numbers there. What's on the menu, how it's priced, and whether or not your salespeople sell, upsell, and add on. Now, this is important for you because it determines what your average check will be. The average check times the guest count equals your sales. Your sales determine if you can pay your bills or not. Your sales determine how much profit you will have. Your profit determines where you will live and where your kids are going to go to school and what kind of shoes you're going to put on their feet. Now, your average check is also important to your sales and service team because it determines what their total sales will be individually. And their total sales determine what their tips are going to be. And their tips determine how much money they're going to take home. And this is going to determine where they live and what kind of car they drive and what brand of bourbon they drink and whether or not they can save for their future and where their kids are going to go to school and on and on and on. Now, your average check is also important to your customers and guests because it'll determine how good of a time they're going to have. I mean, think about it. When you go out to dinner, do you just order an entree and one drink? No. You get an entree, a salad, some appetizers, and a few drinks. And if you're like me, you always get dessert. And then you have some fun after dinner cordial. And then you leave a big fat tip because you had fun. You had a great time with your friends and loved ones. You had a great dining experience. I mean, think about it. When you have a great time, you want to go back and do it again, right? And you tell everybody where you went and how much fun you had. And you tell them they got to go there too, right? Well, it's the same thing with your customers. When they have a great time, they want to go back and do it again. And when they have a bad time, they avoid it, right? So, if you want to increase the chance of someone coming back, you need to increase the fun factor. We increase the fun factor by making sure they order lots of stuff, catch a little buzz, and let their hair down and have some fun. I mean, think about it. Who has a greater chance of coming back? The couple who split an entree and a salad, or the people who had the whole nine yards? Appetizers, entrees, drinks, more drinks, desserts, and more drinks. Your job is to forget about the money and show your customers and guests a great time. Of course they want that second drink. Of course they want to share an appetizer. Of course they want that sinful, decadent dessert. And it's your job and the job of your sales team to make sure they have a great time. Now, in conclusion, the goal is to show your customers a great time. When you do this, they come back and bring their friends, and their friends come back and bring more friends. And this increases your guest count. Your guest count will increase your sales. Your guest count will make or break your restaurant. That's why I think it's the most important number. Now, I'm going to give you some simple numbers to think about. Okay, so there's some numbers here. Now, if you need to rewind and listen to it again, please do it. Imagine we serve 100 customers a day and we have an average check of $20. That means our sales are $2,000 a day times 7 days, which is $14,000 a week. $14,000 a week times 52 weeks is $728,000 a year. Now imagine, if we can increase our customer count by only 5%, and if we can increase our average check by just $1, that would take our customer count from 100 to 105 per day. Our average check would go from $20 to $21, and our daily sales would go from $2,000 to $2,200. Now, our weekly sales would go from $14,000 to $15,400, and our annual sales would go from $728,000 to $802,000. That's a $75,000 increase. And this can happen in your restaurant right now today. Your homework assignment for this week is to start measuring your guest count and your average check. And then your goal is to find ways, many ways, to increase your guest count by 5% and increase your average check by just $1. I mean, think about it. What's more important? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to giddy up. I know you can do it. Sit down with your people and start thinking and start working. You can do it. My name is Peter Harmon. I am the food guru. My goal is to start a restaurant revolution where every restaurant owner and manager and chef who joins us has the information they need to create financial freedom and live the life of their dreams. If you're ready to take action and move your restaurant to the next level, here's my simple plan. Subscribe to this podcast. This weekly pep talk will keep you on your toes and give you inspiration to keep moving forward. Number two, buy my book. I've written a book called Restauranting 101. It focuses on 8 basic fundamentals. It has the power to change your life, and it's available on Amazon. Just search Peter Harmon Restauranting 101 and buy it today. And then after that, I want you to come to foodguru.com and sign up for a one-on-one coaching session. As a restaurant owner, you need someone to talk to, someone who understands your struggles and can help you build a strategic plan. We all need a coach to help us hold us accountable for our actions and our results. This is not a webinar or a large group event. I'm not going to pass you off to an assistant. This is you and me working together to solve your problems. What if there was a way for you to increase your sales by 10% starting today? What if everyone you worked with loved their job, showed up on time, and got important stuff done on time every day? What if your people stayed with you for years instead of months? What if every customer you serve has a great experience and they return again and bring their friends, and those people return again and bring their friends? What if you could focus on the most fun, productive, and important parts of your job? You know, the parts that make a real difference and move you and your people toward the life of your dreams. What if this could lead to deeper, richer relationships with everyone you come in contact with? Better health, prolonged happiness, financial wealth, and more personal freedom than ever before. And best of all, what if you could achieve all this in the next 90 days? Would you be interested? I want to be your coach. And all you have to do is come to foodguru.com to get started. When the student is ready, the food guru will appear. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.